Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's get to our next guest, who I'm very pleased to say is in studio with us. I think this is the first time that the Morning Mayhem has had an in-studio guest since the pandemic. Is that correct, Senna? No, she's not listening. She's talking on the phone. Okay, good. Jordan Chernotsky, welcome.
Thank you, Kathy.
How are you?
Having me. Well, and yourself. It's good to finally be on and with you guys in the studio here, and I've been looking forward to it.
No, so it's lovely. I'm sorry that we were already running so late.
No, don't worry. It suits me.
So, Jordan, I want to find out from you, yes, because you are the guy to go to when people are interested in Reed Terrace.
Yes.
Firstly, what are the sort of questions that people are asking you about Reed Terrace?
So, obviously, you know,
Reed Terrace, okay, let me just tell listeners who just joined us. Reed Terrace,
I feel like we're famous at this point.
It's this iconic development that is going up. It's a park setting. I mean, just think of it. Just picture this, right? Park setting. The units are beautiful sizes, high ceilings, beautifully furnished. Your finishes are top of the range. You've got top of the range security systems. They've got, I think they've got an exercise area. They've got like an outdoor gym. They've got kids' play area. They've got backup water, they've got backup electricity, they've got everything's Wi-Fi ready. They've even organized that there will be an Uber parked there, right? This is all in a park setting, and there are places where you can have a garden, there are units where you can have a garden, and there's units where you've got the view across Johannesburg, which is just incredible.
Indeed,
because of its positioning.
It definitely is going to be something.
What
special.
Sort of questions are you being asked?
So most commonly, I mean, being an off-plan development, you know, for the most part, the market wonders, when are we going to build? When are we going to be ready? And ideally, I mean, when we first rolled this thing out, we really expected to start building maybe towards the end of this year and hopefully finish by the end of next. But
happening a lot faster.
Yeah, the way things are going now, I think if I'm not mistaken, please don't hold me to this math, but I think we're sitting at about 8 or 9 deals left until we break ground. So we're almost there already. Yeah.
And once that happens,
then the building can start. We basically have to reach our pre-sale target. And once we're there, we build the entire development. No phasing, no nothing.
That is so exciting.
It's going to be amazing. It really is. We're getting there every day. It feels like we're a little bit closer.
Amazing. And who are your target, like, who's the target market?
So, truthfully, we've had quite a different spectrum of people coming through. But for the most part, I'd say I would classify it into 3 different sections. One being your first-time buyer, youngsters, students, moving out of home for the first time. The next being your downsizer, you know, maybe an older couple or, you know, someone
empty
who may
nesters.
Be living, yes, maybe someone living alone now for whatever reason, the kids have moved out. And then lastly would obviously be your investor spectrum, which, you know, is generally involved in every sort of property development. There's always a portion of investors looking to get involved. And, you know, based on the investors we have had at the moment, they seem to think that the prospectus is fantastic. And I mean, obviously these guys have invested in plenty other properties before. And, you know, having their faith and their confidence in us, you know, just makes it all the more rewarding. And
you know what I find so interesting about this is that it's such a mixed demographic.
Mm.
You've got younger, older, singles, which means that there's always going to be people there. You know, you've got your young families, you've got your older people. You don't ever want to put up a development where you've got a very limited number of units and where it's only young working people who are there, because you want the balance, but you also want people to be there during the day when your working population is out.
Yeah, look, I've had a few questions from people that have come through saying, you know, we've got this park area, it's 3,000 squares of park area next to the units, like, are we not going to be experiencing raves and parties and fest? It's not going to be that kind of environment, you know. It's a
wholesome environment.
It's a wholesome, safe environment. Obviously, as Kathy said earlier, load shedding free is our primary concern. But, you know, all in all, it's going to be a family-friendly environment for everyone involved, young, old, you know, first-time buyer, whether you're buying for your 10th time, your 20th time, it's going to be a quality product, whether you're living there yourself or whether you're going to be in the investment market.
Yeah, and just the furnishings. You know, I think it's Malcolm.
Yes, Malcolm Block. We had a very nice meeting with him, in fact, earlier this week in which we have now decided, now obviously reaching pre-sale is our main goal right now.
Yeah.
So we've decided to throw in an appliance package for May Madness, we call it, essentially entitling you to 20,000 Rand across the catalogue. So ideally...
Oh my gosh, so before it was,
yes,
it was a refrigerator.
It was just appliances. Now we're giving you the book with a voucher and saying, right, you have 20 grand, pick your furniture.
You want the couch, you want
the... You want the vase, you want the lemons in the fruit bowl. Yeah, everything.
Lemons apparently big this year.
Yeah.
Okay. That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be... like I say, I know it sounds repetitive, but it's going to be something special. It really is.
I really think so. I think, you know, every few generations you have iconic and timeless.
As Brian said, and he says it all the time, it's your new Hazelwood. That is it, your ultra-modern Hazelwood.
Listen, can I just say, with Hazelwood, you can't swing a cat. You sneeze. No, in all fairness, and I think that that's one of the biggest complaints about people living at Hazelwood, you know. When you sneeze, your neighbor shouts, bless you.
I lived there as a kid, in fact, and I recall, well, I don't recall, but I was told, I used to tie a little rope over the balcony and jump down to my neighbors, and they'd catch me on the bottom floor. So clearly we ran out of space in our unit, so we had to move downstairs.
But these are much bigger units.
Yeah, no, for sure. Look, the modern market obviously requires a little bit, you know, more space and whatnot.
They're much more sophisticated.
Yeah, yeah. But the concept of, you know, a large amount of units in a single area with a few entertainment spots, a nice community, that's what we're going for here.
Absolutely beautiful. So what sort of pricing?
Obviously there's a whole range. We've got our one bed, two bed and three bed.
Okay, give it to us, all of us.
So your one beds, obviously there's a slight variance across each unit, whether it's a garden unit, balcony, but effectively your one beds would start from about 850,000. Your twos would start at just over 1.4 or so, and then your threes would come in just below 2 with your, like, ideal top-class penthouse situation going for about 2
to 1. So what was
the
865?
The 865s were some of the corner one-bed units.
Yeah.
So ideally,
are those all gone?
At the moment, we're sitting with... Oh, I can't put my finger on it
now. 865,000. Do you know what you can get elsewhere for 865,000?
Nothing much.
Zilch. No, okay, not zilch, but very little. And I think that...
Nothing new,
when you
see
the
sure.
Yeah, and when you see the value, it's just absolutely incredible.
No, of course. And of course, I mean, for those that don't know, there's further savings when purchasing developments. You know, you're avoiding all those transfer duties of hundreds of thousands of rands. You know, of course, you're not inheriting another person's problems by buying their house with all the surprises that come later. You know, you're backed by a reputable developer, reputable partners on the project. And, look, truthfully, you know that your money's safe and your investment's safe and that you're going to be happy.
Let's talk about bonds.
Yeah.
What sort of bonds?
So, I mean, without even needing to say, retaining finance is difficult at times for most people. So what we've done is we've been using a company called Uber. We've been working hand-in-hand with them, Uber Home Loans, whereby all of the clients we work with that require finance will then apply through Uber, a very simple process. Uber will then take the information to all the banks, apply at each bank, get you your best rate, come back to you, and Bob's your uncle.
Jeez, that's got a good service.
Yeah, and it's free of charge, no commitments whatsoever. You don't even have to take the bond. Just get yourself pre-qualified, know what you qualify for, and you can walk away if you want to. But, you know, that's what the tool's there for, to give you an understanding of your own affordability. And you know, it's a very important factor to account
for. So you might
for.
Actually be able to afford something that you don't even know at this point.
Exactly, exactly. Who knows? You might be thinking, maybe I can, maybe I can't. Let me just check. And this is how you check. There's no more running to the banks and waiting in queues and doing the whole...
So actually the way to check would be to get hold of Reed Terrace at reedterrace.co.za.
Yeah, by all means.
And, you know, Jordan's number's there. You get hold of Jordan and let people just... go and get pre-qualified.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Generally, even if it's...
Sure, I mean, you'll fall in love with the development if you come through and meet us, but alas, you know, just come and get pre-qualified for yourselves, guys. The market's really hard. It's nice to know where you stand. And, you know, if you are in the property market or if you're looking at getting yourself involved in the foreseeable, then it's always nice to know where you stand financially. It's an important factor.
Yeah. So that's the way to get a bond.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And other than that, obviously, you know, your credit scores and all of that stuff will be the primary determinant, but at least you've got someone holding your hand and walking you through the process instead of stumbling through it yourself.
Is it harder to buy something off plan?
There's a lot more factors to account for, obviously. You know, I mean,
Do you get to choose finishes?
Look, in a normal case, you may be given options, but what many developers try to do nowadays is that they try to uniform everything and just make it so that it's an easy, simple process. Reason being is because when you have 120-odd units, generally you're trying to order 120
pieces of the same.
Exactly. Like, so when you're buying bulk, then ideally the costs are just better for everyone. So
but
just makes it a bit simpler.
Beautiful.
Yeah, they really are magnificent.
Very modern.
I don't think one person has had an issue with anything as yet. Eh?
Absolutely gorgeous. Mm. And everything's LED. And it's just, there's so much thought that has gone into it.
I think the best way to find out, if you haven't already, is to come through and have a look, guys. We're there practically every day. Give me a ring when you want to come through, be it 6 in the morning, 8 at night. As long as I'm on my phone, I'll always answer. But yeah, we're waiting to meet everyone. And
Carol's got a question for you.
Oh, yes.
Kathy, what are the square meters of units? Thanks, Carol.
So I'll take you through 1, 2, and 3. Your one beds are about 48 squares.
Okay.
Your twos are 90 squares. Mm-hmm. And then your threes are just inside of 140, 138. And your threes would be a 3-bed, 3-bath as well with a 3rd shower. So effectively, yeah. And again, to add, yeah, in the 3-bed, we've got this like private lounge that's walled in that can effectively be used as a 4th bedroom. So ideally, if you're a bigger family and think, 3 beds won't be enough.
Darling, if you're building pyjama lounges.
I'm telling you now, 4-bed, 3-bath, 3-terrace. You heard it here first.
Absolutely amazing.
Cool.
So it's a reedterrace.co.za. Go check them out. Get hold of Jordan. Let me tell you something. He's such a delight and he's got such a great energy. So, and clearly very knowledgeable. Jordan.
Can I butt in just a quick question?
Yeah, sure.
So, hi, Jordan. Gary. I've just been having a look at the website. Magnificent, I must admit.
Thank you very much.
So, there's obviously a ground floor. There are 3 levels, I take it.
So, there's 4 blocks.
Yeah.
3 blocks will have your ground first and second.
Right.
Then our main block, the 4th block, will have a 3rd floor.
Okay.
As well as a lift in that block.
Yes.
Not in all the blocks, unfortunately, but in our main block with that higher floor, there is a lift.
There is a lift there.
Shabbos lift, in fact,
and
as well.
And it's pet-friendly.
Yes.
Pet-friendly.
Pet-friendly. Okay. And then also to add as well, on top of the 4th block with the lift is a storage facility.
Oh,
so if anyone needs, thinking, I'm downsizing into an apartment. Where am I going to keep all my stuff?
The last question, garden units. So the units with the garden.
Yes.
Would those be the 3-bedroom units?
We've actually got 1, 2, and 3 beds on the ground.
Oh,
however,
really?
The 3 bedrooms have been amazingly popular. So
I'm sure.
Unfortunately, we're trying to make a few shuffles and whatnot, but we actually sold out of 3 beds on the ground floor.
Right, which, I can believe
it. Yeah. But we're trying to pull a few strings. Who knows? But let's see what we can do.
I love that it's pet friendly.
Yeah, absolutely. As long as it's not like a lion or a tiger or a bear, we should be fine.
Could you even have spiders and things?
I always say I don't trust anything below the ankle. Nothing.
Don't give me anything with a scaly tail.
No.
A mouse. I will be on this desk in 5 seconds.
And more than 2 legs. Unless it's a dog, of course. Or a cat.
Oh my God. Jordan, thank you so
my
much.
My pleasure. Thank
and,
you, guys.
And you can get hold of Jordan from reedterrace.co.za. What a delight speaking to you. Really, it has
been. Thank you for having me through, guys. Thank you.